All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is 10 Dozen Minutes of Rackin' Hats with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. Jake, you on the line there with me?
I am. Rackin' Hats.
Rackin' Hats. It's kind of a milder form of Razzin' Frackin' Hats. Which is, if you were Yosemite Sam and a bunch of hats were pissing you off, that's what you say?
Right. How you been, Mr. Skullhead?
I had a pretty kick-ass weekend. There's a local improv troupe that Vaginal Blood Fart is a member of which Vaginal Blood Fart is a member, asshole, called Vilification Tennis. And they pretty much get on stage and insult each other, like volleying insults back and forth like a tennis match. And that this particular show was a game show version of their usual show, and it was very entertaining, and they gave out a whole bunch of worthless prizes, and apparently Arkham Horror was thought of as a worthless prize, and we ended up winning it, so that was pretty cool.
Huh.
It's like, hey, our $10 tickets and food and drinks and everything bought us Arkham Horror. That's sweet.
Oh, that's cool. You'll have to, next time you're in town, you'll have to be our guide through a game of that.
I think that after three times through with somebody going, okay, roll this number of dice and here's why, I have a pretty decent idea of how it goes.
Right. I feel like it might work better with more people, too.
It seems like five works really well, and I gather anything over that gets a little dicey. No pun intended.
Dicey.
Well, just
I would describe it more as cardy than dicey,
right,
as a game.
The rounds are just so long when you have six people. And it makes it harder to control the chaos, because you're lost to the game if you don't have everybody do their turn in order and every phase in order and everything.
I guess, does it spawn new monsters during every one of every person's turns?
No. It only spawns new monsters at the beginning of every round.
Oh, okay.
So it's not too bad. There are some things that our guide will go, okay, we need to place five monsters on the board, and I'll go, why? And it's not really obvious anywhere, it's just on page 12 of the rule book. But I haven't ever had to read the rule book, which is probably why I enjoy it.
We went to the pleasure feast at the Renaissance Festival again this weekend.
Huh.
Hot Stuff got into town last week, and so me and the missus and Hot Stuff and Riff went, and verily we did have a fine meal.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Yeah, I couldn't bring myself to share along with them when they asked us to say huzzah at everything, because I can't see myself ever saying huzzah non-ironically.
Right. You don't want to put too much passion into your huzzah and then find out that everybody else is kind of half-assing it too. That would be embarrassing if you really decided to go for it.
You know what I did though? And this had never happened before. I had never actually managed, I don't think, to stick a single knife into the wall on the knife throwing contest. But this time I got 4 out of 5 knives in the wall, and I won myself a little certificate.
Wow.
Saying that I'm an awesome knife thrower.
Given that you practice once a year, that's pretty impressive.
I played one round and did not get a single one in the wall, and then Hot Stuff and Riff came by, and we agreed to give it a go all together. And I was all like, pwn, 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 pwn. That's the sound the knives made.
Hmm. I was always into the axes, but I was never any good at that either.
Yeah, I've managed, I think, I've done one set of axe throw-ins every time I've gone, and I think in that, 16 axes total, I've gotten one to stick in the wall.
Hmm.
I'm always there pretty late in the day, so the axes have pretty thoroughly just destroyed the wood that they're supposed to stick into anyway.
So you occasionally get a blade that hits the wall at the right angle and everything, but it just...
Yeah, but there's just no wall left for it.
But, yeah, I always forget that, though. Well, I should say I don't forget, but it does surprise people here, because I hang out with a bunch of the festy folk, and it surprises them that it's in March in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I say, well, verily, if it were in August like it is in Minneapolis, people would die.
Yeah. but yeah, you know, I like myself a good Ren Faire once a year.
Yep.
What else? I did something else this weekend that I meant to tell you about, but I forgot what it was. Oh, I made a pinata.
What kind of pinata?
A big D20 is what I made. It's there's some art show at some gallery that was like an open invitation to submit pinatas. It's a big space, and they just want hundreds of pinatas in it. So the pretentious artist was like, "Hey, you guys want to make pinatas?" And my wife and I were like, "Sure, we'll make pinatas."
So did you have to make a D20 out of chicken wire, and then?
No, you know, I kind of cheated. I made it out of cardboard, and then I paper mache'd over it, and then I painted it. So it's not particularly pinatish.
That's not something that you could break open.
I mean, you probably could.
I mean, the brittleness comes from it being hollow.
Yeah, but it is hollow. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's.
I mean, hollow and embroidered with paper mache, which is brittle.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a couple of good whacks with a stick, and you could knock a panel or two out of it, right? Because it's just cardboard held by a sheet of paper at the joints, basically, or a sheet of papers that I use to roll a bunch of joints.
Huh. Stuffing a pinata with a bunch of joints would probably be viewed as an antisocial act.
Yeah. I don't think I've even seen a joint in like 10 years. I don't know anybody that smokes joints.
I don't know if I should say on the air who it is, but well, we have a friend who makes cigarettes that are half weed and half tobacco, but they look like regular cigarettes.
I see. Well, maybe I have seen that. That doesn't count as a joint. Isn't that a spliff?
I don't know.
Spliff just another name for joint, and it's there's a regional usage that means a joint with tobacco. I don't know. Let's ask Urban Dictionary.
A spliff is when you fuck the clit while smoking weed.
Okay, spliff, the most highly rated definition. A quality cigarette rolled with both tobacco and marijuana, misspelled. Initially popular on Europe's Iberian Peninsula.
Good to know.
Smoked by TV's Fred Savage. That's something you don't hear anymore, is TV's whatever.
Yeah.
TV's whoever,
And maybe I'll start using that just... yeah, so I was watching TV's Tyra Banks yesterday. And,
yeah, I bet you were. Homo.
I was, man. New season of Top Model. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's missing just that great. Shit. Yeah. Yeah, never gonna come around on that one, man.
No, I wouldn't expect anybody to watch it, but I do. It's, my DVR must be very confused because it only tapes Law and Order and Top Model.
Oh, yeah?
So anytime I go to my... Oh, and Robot Chicken.
Huh.
So
mine only tapes... mine is only taping new episodes of Family Guy and American Dad now, and that's it. Like, I don't know, man. I am never compelled to watch television anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
if it weren't for the Top Model and the Law and Order, I would just ditch my cable altogether.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'd get rid of cable, because I like the ability to watch the movies that are on and to tape a movie if I want to tape one. I do that sometimes.
That's because you have fancy cable.
Been watching a lot of Buffy is all. Not really a lot, I guess. I'm like halfway through the third season, I think.
Were you satisfied with the end of the second season?
Yeah, did we talk about it, and I didn't know if I was going to be satisfied or not. I mean, it was interesting.
You were thinking that there was no way to get Angel back without it being really cheesy. And I thought that... See, one thing that I think you'll enjoy about Buffy is that Joss is never one for the cheesy happy ending. He's more of the, like, stick the knife in further and twist it.
I didn't really get what was going on with that whole, you know, we had to kill him to turn the statue off thing. And even after I sort of looked at it again, it seemed kind of contrived. But, like, you know, whatever.
And it's a trick that they actually pull again. It's starting the blood flow starts the ritual, and it doesn't stop until the blood stops flowing.
I see.
So she stops.
Something that's really starting to piss me off is, like, oh no, we're totally afraid of the sun. Oh wait, no we're not. When the plot doesn't require us, you know, when the plot requires us to not be. But wait, we're totally afraid of the sun. Like, you can drive around in a car with shoe polish on the windows, but you can't ever go into an airplane because there's no sure way to guard against the sun.
You know? Yeah, that one thing was a little bit cheesy. They do later say something about it having to be direct sunlight, which makes me wonder if a mirror reflecting sunlight would toast them.
Right, and I mean, you could just go out in a beekeeper's outfit, and you know, just
yeah, they could, but you have to have the rule of cool there just a little bit.
Yeah, but
you can't have Spike walking around in a beekeeper suit.
Sure, but they you know, I feel like they could avoid violating it. You know, they could just not. They could show them. They're just constantly in sunlit rooms during the day.
Yeah.
And like, stop that, you know? Like, yeah, it's atmosphere, as long, you know, as the church.
Yeah, as long as no direct sun is shining on him, then
sure,
he's fine.
Sure, yeah. And just, I don't know. Just in the same season, there's the, I can't take an airplane, there's no way to guard against the sun, and then, seriously, driving a car with fucking shoe polish on the windows. And that was just so that they could. I'm also not entirely sure how I feel about, like cannibalizing the movie canon and replacing Donald Sutherland with Brian Doyle Murray.
What?
They go back. Angel, they talk about Angel's origin, right?
Right, and that's not Brian Doyle Murray at all.
It's totally Brian Doyle Murray. The Watcher, the Donald Sutherland character, I am like 99% certain that was Brian Doyle Murray. He says, he looks up. I should see if there's any Radio Bug Bear questions, now that we're
let's do that. But, you know, they're not cannibalizing the movie. It's just the movie did take place.
Yeah.
This is Parallel Universe, Buffy. You know, shit didn't exactly go down exactly the same way.
Right.
I mean, you're not one of those guys who, you know, if you read Batman comics, would watch a Batman movie and be pissed off about the differences between the comic and the movie, right?
No, I'm not, but I'm not one of those guys that if I had made a movie and then I made a TV series, I would go back and have some of the same stuff happen in the TV series, only with different... I feel like, you know... Roseanne, after the actress who played Becky changed, you know, don't do a flashback with the new actress and, you know, other actresses playing the, you know, a totally different actress playing Darlene during the flashback, you know, like,
that would
don't
been
do
kind
that.
Of funny.
Just avoid that, you know, don't do a flashback. Don't do a flashback that violates the continuity, you know, There's all kinds of shit that when you're working on television, you have to, like, write your way around. So, write your way around having to flash back to the movie, you know?
Yeah, I doubt that... If you want to be super nerdy with me for a second, I doubt that that's the same Watcher that was Donald Sutherland's character. He could have easily have gotten killed and replaced by another Watcher, because you don't see him in L.A. You see him rolling up to Buffy in Sunnydale. In that flashback.
Was it in Sunnydale? Because I thought that the flashback was them at the high school in L.A.
Oh, that could be. It's been a while. But that's not Brian Doyle Murray at all.
Really?
Yep.
Who is it?
Oh, I just went to Brian Doyle Murray and didn't find him on the Buffy list.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I could have sworn that was Brian Doyle Murray. I'll have to watch it again. I don't know. I don't remember the name of that episode. It was probably like the emo origins of Angel.
Right.
Well. Craft Butt says, the new custom titles are great, but it's no longer possible to find the character gender of somebody displaying a custom avatar, and it's harder to get other information, for example, class. Actually, on reflection, you can never find the gender of somebody displaying a custom avatar, so disregard that. Apologies. And I probably will go in and have it display the class on the character sheet, because it's starting to bother me to not have that information, so
right.
At the very least, I'm going to put it in the list of stuff that I can see when I look at a character sheet. That the plebs can't see. Infernal Magician says, do you Photoshop? It's about the only thing I pride myself in, and I love it. In fact, I'm doing it right now. Well, he wrote this question in Photoshop. So I was wondering if we had anything in common. I do not. Some Photoshop gets used because Hot Stuff uses Photoshop for making animations, but I use PaintShop Pro because it is vastly superior to Photoshop in every way. And that statement's not at all controversial.
I don't think I've used PaintShop Pro since it was like the Windows 3.1 version that was freeware.
Oh, yeah.
I've always had a copy of Photoshop for the very few random things I need to do with it. Which is mostly just resizing images. And I don't know why, like, the Windows Explorer will let you view images and rotate them, but not resize them. So, Jack McGee.
I feel like it's some bullshit where they're trying to hide real information about images from people. You know, like, they don't want there to be a size that image is.
Right.
Such a problem in the early days when I was working at that ISP is people would be like, I can't send my, I can't check my email. What the hell is going on? And somebody will have sent them, like, you know, a 400 meg image. Some relative of theirs that had broadband. You know, probably wondering why it took 45 minutes for them to send that email. let's see. Sailor Bowser says, now that evil golden arches are one-use items, can you add a clover adventure in the Friar's Gate that drops evil golden arches? I feel like there's probably something that people would rather have in the Friar's Gate than that, if we were going to put a clover adventure in there. I feel like in general, like, there are so many arches, or at least at the time, there were so many arches laying around that nobody could do anything with.
Hmm.
Let's see what they go for in the mall. Evil golden arches, 200 meat.
So apparently there's not a supply issue there at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't,
I'm always about writing more Clover adventures, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that first round of new ones that I put in, we then hit a wall, which is, well, what do we put in these adventures? What should happen?
Right. I mean, it's, you know, I think that periodically revisiting it and saying, you know, like, all right, well, is there anything that, like, is there anything in the lower levels that's like a pain in the ass for people? And is there a way that we could address that pain in the ass with a Clover adventure and, you know, that kind of thing? Rather than just saying, like, okay, it is our goal to have a Clover adventure in every zone, whether it needs one or not. You know, like, and theoretically, they all need them. Theoretically, I want every zone to have a semi-rare, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, there's plenty of... Eek, there's a learn, my dupe points out there's still a non-plussed misusage in the daily dungeon. You concentrate, but the shell remains unfazed, non-plussed, and disinterested.
Well, I wouldn't say that that's a that's necessarily a bad usage of non-plussed. Shell could just not be understanding what you're trying to accomplish.
Let's see. What's another word for unfazed?
No.
Yeah. Plussed?
Right.
I wonder what the thesaurus says about unfazed. No, it does not have unfazed as a... wow, what the hell? Wait a minute. Unfazed. No, okay. I was going to say, it's also not in the dictionary, but...
Neither is the word gullible.
Punicron says, are you excited about the Castlevania animated movie? It's being written by Warren Ellis, and he posted a scene from the script on his blog that involves goat fucking. Comedy gold! I didn't know about the Castlevania animated movie. I know that Warren Ellis has written something that I've read.
Transmetropolitan.
Oh. Well, then, yes, I'm excited about a Castlevania movie written by Warren Ellis.
This doesn't have Warren Ellis listed as a writer.
The goat fucking.
This has Paul W.S. Anderson, Andrew Hyatt, and Ian Jeffers as.
Who's Paul W.S. Anderson?
He's the guy who made Aliens vs. Predator and Resident Evil.
Well, Warren Ellis is a lot younger than I thought. When did Transmetropolitan come out?
I want to say it had to have come out like 10 years ago.
Like 10? 97, Ellis started Transmetropolitan.
Yeah, 10 years ago. Yeah, nothing on IMDb about the Castlevania movie having Warren Ellis in it. I was wrong, though. That dude isn't Brian Doyle Murray at all, but he was... the same character that Donald Sutherland was in the movie.
Wait, so he is not Brian Doyle Murray, but he is Donald Sutherland?
Yes.
You know, he is that watcher. Okay, on Warren Ellis' Wikipedia page, it has recently been announced that he is writing an animated direct-to-DVD feature film, Castlevania: Dracula's Curse, which will be based on the similarly titled video game, Castlevania 3: Dracula's Curse. Oh.
By the way, IMDb.com has the weirdest... headline today, just because of the way the stories are ordered in their little movie and TV news thing. Ledger Doctors cleared Olsen twins to write fashion book.
I see.
Heath Ledger's doctors say it's A-okay if the Olsen twins write a fashion book.
We were walking past the Falconer's Heath at the Renaissance Fair grounds, and I wondered aloud if the Falconers kept track of their profits and losses in some sort of, you know, book.
Right.
Designed to make it, you know. Yeah. And then they said too soon, and I was like, too soon for what? Like a dumb pun based on somebody's name? You know, like, I it's not like it was an insensitive joke about Heath Ledger.
Right.
You know, it was...
No, it would have been too soon if you would have said, I wonder if they used to keep... all their records about these Falcons Heath in some sort of ledger, which then overdosed and died. That would have been in poor taste. I would have called you out on that.
Come on, it would have been funny. Would have been funny if you had figured out a way to add some rape. Mm. You know, like canola oil.
Some grapeseed oil.
Tiny Plastic Crowdoc says, if you've answered this already, then please ignore the following question. Is there any Leap Day content, or was that a joke you made a few shows back? I don't think it was a joke. I think it was Hot Stuff saying we should do Leap Day content, and then me and Riff saying, no, we shouldn't. Tarantio says, cooking reagent potions is a sorcerer with a chef in the box. Appear to consume a charge for each item produced rather than for each item that goes in. I.e. sorcerers use 3 charges on cooking 1 scrumptious reagent to 3 potions, as opposed to other classes using 1 charge. Is this intentional? No, actually. I would probably not have decided to do it that way. Let's see, if it's in that, then display quantity times equals 3. You know what, it does not actually use, I did think of that, and it does not use multiple charges on the chef in the box. The way that this code is written was specifically designed to stop that from happening. Istanbul says, Super Smash Bros. Brawl should, in theory, be released in the next week or two. Are you overwhelmingly excited or utterly apathetic? I say in theory because it's been postponed, what, 3-4 times now? It's not as bad as Zelda 2 was back in the 80s, but it's equally anticipated.
I'll bet that...
It makes me sad that that's equally anticipated.
I'll bet that we're going to cover that entire continuum, or at least both poles. I'm pretty excited, and you're incredibly apathetic.
Yeah. I mean, I'll try playing it.
You'll be like, this doesn't make any sense. There are numbers that keep going up, and nothing happens, and I'm really bad at this game, so it must have a flaw in it.
I wasn't starting any shit with you. Why would you have to start shit with me?
I don't know. It was a preemptive strike. Because you made fun of me for liking Top Model, which, you know, is certainly an unreasonable thing for you to do.
Of the Hill People says, Jick, are your sideburns magical? May I touch them at con? I mostly got rid of my sideburns. They're still there, like, but I shaved them down to just a color. They're no longer big, bushy sideburns. They were magical, but they lost all their magical power when I cut their hair. They were like mini Samsons on either side of my face. And I was my own Delilah. Siamese Delilahs.
Siamese Delilahs.
No Hurtney says, do you guys ever play the Ultima games? I'm a huge fan of the PC series and still play Ultima online, although I'm tempted to try Tabula Rasa now. Tabula Rasa is horrible. I didn't enjoy it at all. I only played it in the beta, but from what I hear, it did not improve much between the beta and release. And I've actually never played any of the Ultima games.
Yeah, not a one.
I started watching these weird videos of this guy playing Ultima 3, and I keep wanting to go back and watch them again, even though they're dull, but they're really soothing for some reason, and I don't really understand why that is. It's just a guy playing Ultima 3 on the NES and describing in detail every single thing that he does.
I can see how that would have a little bit of a hypnotic effect.
Now you can select this item on this menu by using the up and down buttons on the control pad. that kind of thing. Like, Istanbul says, 120 minutes of talking about a different game. Yeah, well, that's what we do. Redundant Swami says, ever thought of translating the entire game into Spanish for our German friends? No, I have been considering translating it into Dutch for our Australian friends, though.
Quite possibly. That was fun back in the day. Some guy started playing and asked in chat if anybody spoke Spanish, and I answered that I did. And he had me kind of talk him through every quest and would ask me what does this text mean, and I would have to come up with a reasonable translation for it. And it did make me realize that it would be absolutely impossible to translate.
Yeah, I mean, I think
game,
that translating the game into any other language would be a year's work for a professional translator.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would continue to be just an absurd amount of work for them and for us, putting in all the stuff in code.
Yeah. And would require somebody knowing enough Spanish culture or Mexican culture to translate the references into something that people from other countries would find funny, and yeah. We'll get right on that.
yeah, I wouldn't, you know. That's the weird thing, like, how do you pick a localization team? Like, I remember the guy that took us through the Nintendo offices had been working on the localization team for Paper Mario 2 at the time, right? And they did a really good job of localizing that game. I mean, it was the dialogue was well written, and there weren't really any grammatical errors and no English, and it was kind of funny. It wasn't, it wasn't like laugh out loud funny, but it was at least not completely stupid. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? I mean, do you have to, like, it seems like a weird to find somebody who is both like a good writer and fluent in two languages, you know, and familiar enough with two cultures to be able to, like, take some, you know, some joke and create an equivalent joke in another language. Like, that seems like it'd be really difficult to do. Like, I feel like, you know, you could come up with pairs of people who could do it, and who knows, maybe that's what they do.
Yeah, and like, when Neil Gaiman did the script for Princess Mononoke, the Japanese guy would tell him, okay, this means, like, this is an insult to the quality of this soup. And Gaiman would say, well, how extreme of an insult is it? And he would say, it's the worst insult you can come up with. So the Japanese text is, this soup tastes like water. And the American version is, this soup tastes like horse piss. Because it's, you know,
I see.
The quality of the insult. So, yeah,
I
kind
see.
Of interesting.
Biscuit Force says, I've accepted a job at Geek Squad. God save me. As far as I know, the people at Geek Squad don't ever really do anything, like, serious with computers. So, like, they won't actually do anything real to your computer. You, like, I would like you to install Word. Okay, hand me your computer and the disk.
Right.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I guess they install RAM and stuff.
And they,
but they have a good job, man.
It seems to be people who have the same level of proficiency with computers that I do.
Yeah.
And that's not a particularly high level, but anything that I couldn't do to my laptop or computer for a while, I would try and see if the Geek Squad would do it, and they just wouldn't. So, yeah, huh. Like replacing the power coupling thing on my laptop. It's like, no, hell no, we can't do that. But if you want us to set
yeah.
up a Wi-Fi network at your house, we can totally do that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I didn't even set up a Wi-Fi network at my house. I turned on the equipment and it set itself up.
Sorry, I'm fixing a bug that somebody reported. Dark Lord Kirby said, why are drum machines usable with zero health? They're not. Also, we have always been at war with Oceania.
Right.
I want to make sure that worked, actually. I used to get in a lot of trouble by pushing code out without testing it. And okay, so I got that. I think I have a tool to give myself zero hit points. No, I guess I don't. I have a tool to give myself zero meat. let's see. I have a lot of goddamn tabs open. I also realized upon reading this that Fell is another comic that Warren Ellis wrote that I really like a lot.
Which one?
Fell, F-E-L-L.
I've heard of that, but I haven't seen it.
It's about a you know, like a hard-boiled cop in a city with some dark magic going on.
Hmm.
It's not like super supernatural, you know, but it's also Ben Temple Smith who is like my favorite comic book artist because he's so dreamy. Dr. Strangelove says, thank you for the Green Pixie. Because of a single reference, I have now bought and read every Discworld book, and my life is better for it. Damn.
That is a sizable commitment, but I would agree, your life is better for it. And people keep coming over and seeing my bookshelf with the, like, 3 feet of Terry Pratchett books, going, wow, that guy must be a pretty prolific author, and I keep having to say, yeah, and sooner or later I gotta pick up the other half of the books that he's written. The thing is, it's not like a Stephen King book where it's long and it takes a while to read, or, you know, like a Herman Melville novel where it's long and it takes a really long time to read. It's more like the Harry Potter style, where it's mostly the writing is transparent and it's mostly plot driven, so
what?
I tend to finish those in a day or two.
What is the difference between those? Like, I have this vague sense of certain things being easier to read than other things, and I don't really know why.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it just that in the Harry Potter books, like, every sentence is just like, you know, the noun verbed the noun, as opposed to, like, Catch-22, where every sentence is 4 paragraphs long and has 8 jokes hidden in all of its, participles?
Well, like, shorter sentences do have something to do with it, the complexity and the clauses and stuff, but I think just writing-wise, it's, like, the Harry Potter books are not really getting into the internal suffering of these characters. You know, they're not getting into a bunch of complex emotions that they really have to sit and describe. They're also not describing the scenery for a page at a time. So it's the prose is really utilitarian. It's just there to show you what's going on without really adding much to it. So it reads almost like watching a movie. That's as close as I can get. GigaShadow555 says, favorite MC Frontalot song? Real hard choice, but I'd have to go with Indier Than Thou. I think Nerdcore Rising and Origins of the Species pretty much equally, as far as front goes. What do you think?
Very Unlikely Occurrence, I think, is my favorite. I like Braggadocio. That was the song that made me like him to begin with.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gotta say that Very Unlikely Occurrence is my very favorite MC Frontalot song.
I did tell him that last year.
Yeah.
Before the show.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's something that if you didn't tend to play it live, I feel like their live show is so polished that it's a lot of work for them to work up a song to perform live, you know.
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be a post office in the kingdom to deal with the sending problem you keep talking about? I don't know that we're ever going to need to do that. The whole item sending change. We may someday have to, but I'm not really thinking a lot about it. There are still a handful of things that we can do to squeeze some more performance out of the database servers if we have to. And I'm always going to elect to do things that don't have a significant interface or gameplay change before I do the things that do when the only benefit is sort of efficiency on the back end. So.
Right.
Rule 5 says, if you're going to redo mailing items, can you make it so there's a link to send a reply to the sender right after you open a package? I can't be the only one who says thank you. That's probably something that's a good idea to do now. I feel like it would be relatively trivial to do so. Why did I log out? What the hell is the matter with me? I don't know what I was trying to hit, but I hit log out instead.
Hmm.
I was trying to open the little utilities here.
They're right next to each other.
You do what now?
They're right next to each other. So
yeah, that's true.
It's going to happen.
Let's see. Madeline says dual wielding corn holder should give you a bonus when eating cobs of corn. That's funny. Do we have any cobs of corn?
Nope. So that's why I'm saying.
No. Yeah, we do. No, we do. We have cob of.
Oh no! So not quite done.
Where did this come from? This is. I have no idea where that item drops. Maybe some of the war stuff. Yeah. Monster says, there should be a region in the woods called the Lumbar region, and you can somehow harvest wood there. Once you get 8 inches of wood, you can give it to Jake's mom. The fact that she still lets Scully come over implies that you need far less than 8 inches of wood to give it to her.
Far fewer, Zach.
Did I say far more?
You said far less.
Far fewer. Fine. You can't. I mean,
I'm not mad about you just saying it out of a small tech, but keep it grammatical.
You could say no. It's not about you.
You need far fewer inches than that.
There is less than 8 inches of water.
Maybe.
I don't.
I would say that still sounds wrong, though.
With something like that. Would you say fewer than 8 pounds of firewood?
Sure.
Would you?
All day, every day. I don't know.
I really don't know. Like, I guess you could sort of go either way, right? Like, fewer inches.
That's true. Fewer inches but less water. That's the tricky thing.
Right, but and that's the thing. Like this, you know, this weighs saying this weighs 5 pounds less than this. You would never say this weighs 5 pounds fewer than this.
Right.
Right. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not like, you know, I'm not trying to start an argument. I'm just interested because I like something. Oh, let's see. Blizzbob says, in the Hedge Maze puzzle after Topiary Golem steals it, the possessive adjective based on the sorceress is missing the S that it needs after the apostrophe. Don't let me down. Is that actually wrong?
It's entirely up
it's a preference
to the writer,
thing?
Yep.
Okay. The one thing that I would worry about is if I did it one way and you did it another way, that in that case, one of us could just... So, is there any place that we do sorceress apostrophe S?
I don't know.
The layer of the naughty sorceress.
The important thing is that either way, it's not ungrammatical. Ungrammatical. It's just fine.
It's catchy, dude.
Right.
Let's see. Rule 5 says, if you allow people to change the capitalization and custom titles, be on the watch for people with custom titles like Awful Chicken by Doug, with F-U-C-K-Y-O-U capitalized. Unless, of course, you don't care. I don't know what to do about something like that. If somebody created a player account with that name and then put the capitalization that way, would we take action against them?
I probably wouldn't approve a title with capitalization that way, to be honest.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. If they did it to begin with, but if we let people alter the capitalization,
they're gonna
slip that by us. I mean, that's the point that he's trying to make. I feel like we obviously wouldn't approve that if it came through that way.
I would probably let that hang.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there are people who have done that with their player names.
Yeah. Dr. Van Mojo says, since all but one of us will never be in a position to discover this, what does the hat rack do when you hang the mahi fez on it? It's super powerful, as I recall.
Yeah, the mahi fez and the sombrero de Vita, since neither of those...
Yeah, but poor Vita, she doesn't have a 200 power hat, so hers is actually severely weight limited.
Since Boozer Bear is not a particularly active character who's not known for his speed runs, I made it a fairy volleyball potato with messages about having a party at Boozer's place.
Yeah.
Because that made me wistfully nostalgic and nostalgically wistful.
Air Alice says, I must say, I'm disappointed in the hat rack when equipped with fire. I was hoping it would run around screaming in pain. It is kind of screaming in pain.
In a completely crazy way. It's just observing the fact that it's on fire. I can't imagine the hat rack can feel pain anyway, so...
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, what is the deal with... how do you wink broadly? I saw that.
It, you know, like the overly dramatic stage wink.
I see.
Really hard.
So this, another fan points out the message. Familiar name alternates between mooing loudly and trying to tie himself up. He somehow manages to throw some rope over him, restraining him a little. I don't know what to do about that, right? Because it is a sentence that is awkward enough that you would probably change it if you were just writing it that way.
Yeah.
But I really don't want to, like...
I used to get around that with your opponent, your foe, your, you know, the monster, etc., but you don't like that, so I didn't do it for that one.
It doesn't bother me that much. This doesn't bother me that much either, though, you know? So, like... Yeah. You gonna be all right now? Another fan says, fantastic familiar. Fan-fucking-tastic, really. When I put the coconut shell in the rack, I knew what joke was coming up, so I started singing it pretty loudly. Great fun. But did you sing it to the tune of I've got a brand new pair of roller skates.
I've got a brand new pair of roller skates, which is relevant somehow. Yeah, sorry, beer in the sinuses.
Blood on the plow. Biz cuts ass. How about a chat command that adds yo to the end? Or what about a chat command that adds yo noid to the end and you know, just has every time you cook a pizza, it the noid comes and steals your pizza. Macon says, you should try pigeon instead of game. It hasn't pissed me off at all, unlike game. Huh. I like the name pigeon as a you know, a thing that translates between different IM languages, as it were.
See, to me, Trillion's the only one of those that has worked. Although Trillion and Game are the only two of those I have tried. I should try Pigeon. If it's like Game, only it fucking works, I'm down.
Pobblebonk says, hey guys, just wondering if that package I sent arrived. It should have gotten there a while ago, and it'd be a load off my mind to know it got there and wasn't sent back to my boss. I don't know. I have not actually been in the office since Thursday. I'll be there tomorrow. Zly would have picked the package up at the post office probably Friday, if it was there on Friday. But we'll see. Sableforce says, in your proposed system of SAT-based feudalism, do ACT scores count? Just got my ACT score back and got a 31, which is like 98th percentile. Does that get me at least a small town, or do ACT scores not count? And is anarcho-capitalism an acceptable form of feudal rule? I'm kind of lazy. Yeah, I don't know if laissez-faire feudalism really works.
Right.
And also, I mean, sure, you get a town with your 31, because that would mean that I would get a very slightly larger town if we were basing it on ACT scores too.
I didn't protect the ACT.
Yeah. I took them both. It ended up not making any sense for me to have taken the SAT because I got into U of I based entirely on the ACT score. I think the Midwest uses ACT scores more than the coasts, which are more SAT centric. Foggy says, hey guys, the March item of the month is awesome. I can't believe the depth of content in this familiar. I am hella impressed with your ability to crank that stuff out. Because that was really like, that was just like a good solid 2 days and it was done.
Yeah, that was, it was 2 days where Jess was doing student teaching, so I just went to the local coffee shop and did hats for 2 or 3 hours a day.
I see.
I mean, I'm glad that you like them, but I do kind of wish that I would have been a little more creative with the what the hats actually do.
What they did. I mean, Hot Stuff and I went through and we tried what we could to differentiate them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we added some D levels onto some of the attacks, and we changed a lot of the ranges and made it like, oh, well, you know, this one compared to this one, we can give this one more, you know, more of this and less of that and stuff. And so,
That's entirely, you know, what I was hoping you'd do with them.
What's that?
Okay, so if it's not just as I had written them, then that's good.
Yeah, no, they're not. At the high end, a lot of them are. At the high end, we made some of them weaker than you put in, and at the low end, we by and large made them a lot stronger than a default familiar, like the ones that are weight limited. Because we didn't want it to be such that you got a high power hat and put it on there, and it was just the best possible hat for the entire run. Like, you actually get an advantage for using a sort of weight appropriate hat when your familiar's at certain weights.
Huh. Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and also, you know, we can, I coded up a lot of possible functionality for the hats that didn't end up getting used at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, as moving forward in the future, we can do all manner of weird things with more hats in, you know, like high level content stuff where it's not that important that it be balanced. We can go a lot more batshit with what the hats do.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we'll have to do is a low level or a low power fairy ball.
Yeah. I thought there were some, weren't there?
There are no fairy balls at all.
I see.
Because that's something that I always thought we weren't allowed to do.
Well, I mean, it's have a cost associated with it, and I mean, you are, I think, right, at least. I mean, not that I had thought about this, and you're right, but thinking about it now, you know, a weight cap is definitely a cost for a familiar like that. I mean, you know, I could see doing that with a Mr. Store item form or something, especially, like, you know. Istanbul says, the fix for champagne poppers didn't work. I just used the champagne popper on a bat, and my green pixie killed it after the popper got used, and the popper was still consumed. Okay, the fix for champagne poppers was only when an item killed the monster. Also, turns out, if a familiar kills the monster, it doesn't happen. And, like, we get so out of the mode of thinking about people using combat familiars, because the people who, like, talk about the game... Synth combat familiars are, by and large, useless in an Ascension context and not particularly optimal. They don't tend to talk about them a lot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hey, turns out it might make sense in this context for a farmer to use a combat familiar. What we need to do is... I don't remember what order that stuff happens in combat, but it basically, like... I don't really know how to handle this, right? Like, if you... It's obviously bad for you to be able to use an item that lets you run away and then have the monster get killed by your familiar, get all the stats, get all the items, and still run away and it doesn't use a turn. That shouldn't happen, right? Mm-hmm. But should any item that you try and use not be used if your familiar has killed the monster? I mean, in a way that makes sense, but I can imagine cases where you wouldn't want it to be like that. And so if there's not, like, a really good reason to do it, I'm not entirely sure whether it's a good idea or not. You can imagine you're using, like, the molybdenum magnet or something. Like, I could... It's a little bit of a... It makes that a little more difficult, I guess, under some relatively easily conceivable circumstances. yeah, I don't know. I don't know. anyway, it does, for that at least, needs to be fixed. Chunky Boo says, can the house be removed as a quest item? The sandcastle is better and isn't a quest item. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really make any sense for it to be a quest item, you know, but...
I'm all about finding things that don't need to be quest items and unquest iteming them. And that would just mean what? You could keep it, you could pull it from Hags?
You would be able to, yeah.
If it weren't a quest item. So you could have a house on day one of your softcore run. Not that we care. I mean, that would make it so that after, say, your second run, if you go a run without a house, well, you can't get the house back once you use it, so... Yeah. I don't see that really being a problem.
RDFM, he reports something that's very strange. Hey all, today all of my El Vibrato punch cards are displaying their translations in parentheses instead of their number of holes. No translator equipped. Odd. That to me indicates that there was an old... Okay, because initially, when El Dorado was in testing, the punch cards all had their translations in parentheses. And it's really weird that somebody would see that now. It's like he was getting a cached version of the item table from a month ago. If anybody else sees that, tell me so I can figure out what the hell.
Right.
Because, like, normally, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, what, somebody would report this, but, like, there's no way that anybody should ever see the name that an item had a month ago. Right? Like, that doesn't make any of them their senses.
I think I'm just going to have to ask, what did you do? What did you do? Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, could we make it maybe a little long when I got a big delicious hot dinner waiting for me and I'd like to be able to...
All right, we'll take...
Could we do like 12 minutes instead of 10, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, oddly enough, I have 12 minutes of songs queued up for the break.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so we'll be back in 12 minutes.
See you.
you, I hate the loss of sex. And you slap my face, spill beer on me, and my hands fall down. You said you're no good, I'm just a fuck rocker with a bad haircut, and your hands falling down. I don't know what you've been smoking, but that guy's on the ball for me. My hands are falling down. The room is spinning around. My stomach is making funny sounds. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. My pants are falling down. The room is spinning around. My stomach is making funny sounds. I'm falling down. Yeah! I'm falling down.
And we're back. I hope.
Hey, yeah, yeah, we're back.
And I have to say that I wasn't that impressed with the latest They Might Be Giants album, but the more incredibly messed up videos they put on, or that they make for the songs from that album, the more I get into it.
Like, yeah, I didn't even know there was one.
The Else.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, it's been out for a while. I pretty much did it, and I bought it and listened to it maybe 3 times, and then after that there are maybe 3 songs on it that I'll still listen to. I got, somebody sent me the bonus CD, and it was just terrible.
Huh. Blue Blob says, Hank must be very small for there to only be one brick behind him at a time. No, 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 he's very large, and so you can only see one brick past him at a time.
Mm. Or the, or Hank's is just very, very small.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm a little spicy. My wife cooks things fairly spicy,
right.
and I sometimes have a hard time with it because I'm kind of a pussy. It's because I grew up white is apparently my problem, and white people don't like for their food to have any flavor. That's the assertion.
Also, white folks when they be driving, they be all like this. And black folks when they be driving?
I know something about white people. When they talk, they pronounce every part of every word like this.
Right. Speaking of disappointing music, I heard the new R.E.M. single.
Oh, yeah?
If it weren't for Michael Stipe's vocals, you'd think that it was a song from one of the random one-hit wonder bands from the 90s. Like a Fastball song, or a Sister Hazel song, or Dog's Eye View, or it's just this completely ordinary song that has no REM-ness to it at all.
That Fastball song was kind of good, though.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I didn't rush out and buy the album.
No, no.
Much like I'm not going to with REM. I mean, there's a lot of drums on it. They're like, fuck yeah, our drummer's back. But, yeah.
Let's see. Griffin says the beer bong weapon needs attack text. Thanks for the great game. I keep saying that I'm going to go in and alter that report that we have for weapon text to make it more useful, but then I never do it.
You do have it so that the things that are most used are listed?
Yeah, but that's not meaningful because the things that are most used are the things that are used by, you know, mafia farming Maltese, by and large, before they get reaped. So it's like, well, but by virtue of that report, we should be writing 1,000 different attack messages for the bottle rocket crossbow. You know, like, and that's clearly not what we should be doing.
Great. Now he tells me.
Blizzbob says, you do know that the beefy bodyguard bats look more like a blob of meat with lettuce off the sides than muscular bats, right? How do you know? Have you ever seen a muscular bat? If you did, you wouldn't walk up to it and say, hey, you look like a big ball of meat with lettuce coming off the sides.
Yeah, maybe that guy would. You never know.
I don't know. It doesn't look like meat and lettuce. It's big, bulky, veiny wings.
I can double check that. I do get annoyed when people bitch about your art.
Oh, come on. That's, you know.
I'm sure, I know.
The rat head balloon. That's their problem, though. You know.
I'm not going to find that bat in the item spindler.
That's true. Although that is where I first looked. If there's a learn, my Duke says, in the Demon Ninja's critical hit message, the TM is in regular size, and there's no space between the previous word and the first parentheses. Well, let's check that out, shall we? I'll change that.
You can tell any of the things I wrote with TM in them, because I don't bother to look up the special character, and I just put TM in parentheses.
Right. It's ampersand trade, right. Semicolon. Did you see that article about... The New York Transit Authority guy who made a sign and then the whole world went ape shit because he used a semicolon correctly?
I didn't see that and probably would have depressed me.
Okay, so Dr. Van Van Mojo says in a lot of words, you know what, I'm just going to read them. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, sorry. You said last week that you came to the realization that the drunkenness in the Pirate Cove was largely an artifact of the old game when it was more joke than game, and what you did with the bar was excellent. In light of this, are there any plans to revamp the Hidden Temple? which seems to me to be very much an artifact as the old game as joke game. Consider that there's no strategy in the temple. It's literally click and pray. The hidden temple sometimes punishes you randomly with no way to avoid it. The bonuses aren't commensurate with the rest of the level 11 content, and the writing in the hidden temple is not up to the standards of the writing in the rest of the game. The last point is fairly irksome, as the temple is one of the only zones in the game where the adventure text is simply one or two sentences, which doesn't really give the proper feel of exploring ancient ruins riddled with deadly traps. My apologies for the length of the message, I just wanted to get across why the temple is much less cool than it should be. If the Haiku Dungeon is getting a revamp, please redo the temple, which is a required zone, unlike the Haiku Dungeon. We had this whole thing planned out for the Hidden Temple as a container document. It was among the first stuff that you wrote for the game, and we didn't.
Well,
it was like you weren't quite satisfied with the writing, and I wasn't quite satisfied with the mechanics. It was
stuff that I wrote while I was still trying to figure out how to write for the game too. Yeah. So there's that. I don't know if I get the complaint about the quality of the writing.
Well,
and it's just like, it is just a couple of sentences.
You know, I mean, it's not. We would not write a new zone and put stuff in there like that, right? I mean, it's. I don't know. You and I are of different minds on whether we need to sort of maintain that early game old feel. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely can get the like sort of sentimental value argument, but like, I don't know. I don't see any reason not to improve the way the Hidden Temple looks and feels and operates. You know.
You know, it's funny. I don't have that nostalgic wanting to hold on to it for the Hidden Temple like I do with the Haiku Dungeon, which is completely strange. And I know that, but...
Well, it's because you only feel that way about fart jokes.
Right. Nostalgia for fart jokes is what I'm about. It would be nice to have a couple of monster battles in there, for sure.
Yeah.
It would be nice if there were traps with options.
It would also be nice if the zone was relevant at both the level that you can unlock it and the level that it's required for stuff at.
Right.
You know? So, like, you know, the ability to... And I could see even trying to do something, you know, new and different with that zone. Like, the ability to go deeper into it or to crank up the difficulty of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some you know, just some more interaction in there. We kept talking about... Well, I kept talking about... I don't remember if I ever talked to you about this. I don't actually remember whose idea this was. It may well have been mine. About the sort of finding the control room in the funhouse,
mm-hmm.
because there were a tremendous number of non-combat adventures that got written for the funhouse,
right.
that never went in because there aren't any non-combats in the funhouse at all. And having that control room where you sort of alter where the front door goes, and being able to tune the funhouse to either just clowns, just X's in the box, or just the like. Hall of Mirrors freak show kind of thing.
Right.
So, I mean, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Is that data still around anywhere?
I think so. I think it's either in the idea hole or in the archived idea threads thing.
So
I'm pretty sure that I've seen it relatively recently.
Because I don't remember the specifics, really, of the temple stuff, but I remember that I wasn't very happy with it. But the funhouse stuff, I remember being pretty satisfied with how the writing came out on it.
Yeah, no, the freak show stuff was awesome, and you know, it was very much in our idiom. let's see. Rickett says, "Take hamstring off the useless powder list, please. It can no longer be purchased, so there's no reason for it to be on there." That's probably true. What is the item ID of the hamstring? 218. For some reason, at my house, I cannot keep a shell session open. It's just constantly shutting itself off. I can start one at the office, and it will stay active for weeks. Let's see. It's in Smith.
218.
No? Huh. You know, 218 is not on the list of stuff that smashes into worthless powder. Does the hemp string not have a... Unless I'm missing something. I believe that it might be the case that it becomes worthless powder simply by virtue of its not having any enchantments on it, which is how that's supposed to work. Yeah, it doesn't have any enchantments. So, yeah, that's the point of useless powder, is that it comes out of stuff that doesn't have any enchantments on it. Glebe says, how did the whole Abe Vigoda is on the Council of Loathing joke start? I think Riff was talking about what he was going to put in the Feelies pack, and he was like, signed, and then he was stammering, waiting to come up with a name of a counselor, and then I said Abe Vigoda. Or maybe he said Abe Vigoda, and then we decided that it would actually be Abe Vigoda. You know, no relation.
Right.
Just a different guy named Abe Vigoda. Is Abe Vigoda still alive?
He's been dead for years. No,
what?
He's still alive, I'm pretty sure. I would have heard about that. Abe Vigoda is alive. I'm surprised that they haven't added some more functionality to the site. It seems to have been around for a long time.
Like an RSS feed?
Yeah, you have to reload it for an update.
It's just at abevigoda.com.
Yep. I'm pretty sure Abe Vigoda never really wanted to make himself a website, so.
Yeah. I didn't know that the Spin and Web guy did this. I've seen some other stuff on there. I'm having problems with WWW motherfucking 5.
Again.
Who knew changing stuff would cause problems? However, one other thing that we have on WW5 now is security updates. Petrock Steve says, I noticed that when the bug that allowed you to kill and run away was fixed, you can't cause overkill using divine items, using two for stats when one will do. Intentional? See, again, a little weird. Like, yeah, technically it was intentional that if you use an item that kills the monster, you then can't use another item. Hoopity says, hey guys, I'm renaming the old familiar list and decided to name them all after great scientific minds of the past few centuries that I admire. Do you have any favorites?
I don't like scientists.
Yeah. Glebe says, so I was listening to the first radio show after Ascension rolled out, and Jick mentioned the Seal Clubber consumable skill. He said it was due out pretty soon, within a year. Pulverize was rolled exactly 1 year later. All hail Jick and his long-term future seeing ability.
Whoa.
No, that was that, because that's when the Concordance told me it was going to come out. Darcel says, I just realized that with his hat rack, the completionists have to do 3 more hardcore ascensions to get spare hats. Insert punchline here.
Waha.
Vaginal Bloodfart says, so I decided this last weekend that I need to purchase a PS3 or an Xbox 360 in addition to my Wii. Any advice to help me make the decision? No real hurry, since unless I hit it big in Vegas, it'll be a couple of months before I have the money, but I'm collecting opinions. I don't have a PS3, and I use my Xbox 360 periodically.
I have neither the PS3 or the Xbox 360, and the Wii is adequate for all of my gaming needs so far.
You know, the, all of your gaming needs. You know, like, you need somebody to be really merciless.
Right.
And be a dude who gives you hand jobs.
I need someone to suck my dick while I look at a vase.
Well, you look at a vase. Oh, Ming. Ming.
Right.
Gotcha. Nakedu puts out a bug with the Dia de los Borrachos thing and subzone zones. I think that, yeah, it's probably time to just eliminate the whole subzone thing, because it would be easier for me to just make new zones and work out the conditionals for having those divided into four zones than it is to keep fixing this subzone bullshit. So that was I thought that was a really good idea at the time, and you know, it just it didn't quite work out that way. Let's see. NC Sorcerer says, there should be an easier way to get your Mr. A's after an Amazon payment. Maybe making the order ID /code in chat to get the Mr. A's if not received. You know, there really should be an easier way to do basically anything with the Amazon Honor System, but they are just not supporting it at all. It is only there because there are some people who just don't like PayPal and insist on, you know, having the ability to donate via Amazon. It is a giant pain in the ass for the user. It is a giant pain in the ass for us. And it just doesn't work like two-thirds of the time. So I wish, you know, and for everybody who has, you know, some reason for hating PayPal, you know, the one thing that you can say for them is that they are actually paying attention to software developers that are trying to use their services, unlike Amazon. Like, I like Amazon as a store. I ordered a book from them today, you know, but that honor system is... There is basically no way to find it without searching for it anymore. I really think that they're just trying to phase it out. Hmm. Which I don't understand, because, you know, they get lots of money from taking their cut, you know? Like, I don't get why. Yeah.
They can't make that much money, though, to make it worth it to keep it running, keep it working. I can see them just saying, hey, PayPal can totally have this section of the market. Because, like, Amazon owns eBay. eBay is one of the major users of PayPal, so they're getting the money that way from PayPal. You know. I don't know. Having spent several frustrated attempts to buy alcohol at various times in the state, I can say that just because there's money to be made doing something doesn't mean people will do it.
Yeah.
So no alcohol sales.
What's the story there?
No booze sales on Sunday at all, which is the law, and you know that makes sense, I guess. Except in Wisconsin, which is maybe a 45-minute drive from here, you can buy booze on Sunday. So that kind of made me wonder why alcohol merchants here don't go, we're not in the 1600s anymore, we want to sell booze on Sunday. But you can sell booze in your liquor store until 2 in the morning, because that's last call. Most of the liquor stores around here close at fucking 10 o'clock on a Friday night. The liquor store was closed at 10 o'clock. And it's just like, how can you not want to make money so badly that you would close your liquor store right when parties are kicking in on Friday night?
Can they sell booze at grocery stores?
They can sell beer at grocery stores. So usually they'll have, like, the Millers and the Budweisers and occasionally up to Hamburbach and Heineken.
Hamburbach. Beer aged in dirty laundry hampers.
Right. I Speculum checked in and now lives in Mesa. You should hang out with him.
Yeah, I missed all those. I missed all those moving here festivities.
Tex Murph said, among other things, that we need a better description for the Can of Red Minotaur, which made me go, hey, screw you, buddy, until I looked at the description for the Can of Red Minotaur, so I added some stuff.
What did it say?
This is a Can of Red Minotaur energy drink.
Oh. Of course.
It now reads, this is a Can of Red Minotaur, which is marketed as an energy drink. Energy, in this case, means foul-tasting, caffeine-crammed beverage which trendy douchebags drink because it's expensive.
I see.
I do have a ridiculous...
Do you think they drink it because it's expensive?
That was all I could think of when I saw people drinking, like, a Red Bull and vodka at a bar. Like, the only reason you would drink a Red Bull and a vodka other than instead of, like, a Captain and Coke or a Jack and Coke or something is because it's trendy to do so.
I don't know. Nobody drinks vodka and Coke, though. Like,
yeah.
I could see that if I was not completely disgusted by the taste of Red Bull, that I would drink vodka and something that was better at cutting the taste of vodka. Because I don't like... You know, I like Jack, and I like Coke, but I can't stand Jack and Coke.
Hmm.
And rum and Coke is just nauseating. I don't know what the fuck. But I like, you know, I'm not like a guy who can't develop a taste for things. But like, I just rum is not my friend, and I just don't think it's ever gonna be.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is. Rum and Coke just seriously just makes me sick, kind of thinking about it. But I hate the taste of Red Bull, but that's really my only problem with it, you know.
I mean, I was just baffled by it the first time I saw it. Like, why is this 8-ounce can? Why does this 8-ounce can of beverage cost $2 or $3 sometimes?
Yeah.
So I looked at the ingredients and like, oh, it has ginseng and guarana in minute amounts, like trace amounts, and a shit ton of caffeine. And it's an energy drink, and I thought, this energy drink thing is bullshit. It's never going to catch on. And that was when I was single and kept going to bars in Scottsdale trying to meet women, and they were all vacuous bobbleheads drinking Red Bull and vodka, because that was the single most expensive drink you could get at the bar. And I have anger. I have anger at Red Bull. I don't know why it exists. Sorry, that was mildly frightening, wasn't it? Hallie, Lenore is saying that she likes the way Red Bull and vodka tastes. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Sweet Rose says, "Hi, I am a vision impaired player, and I cannot complete the maze as I cannot click on each image. As I don't use a mouse, I use a keyboard. Can someone make the maze easier for us?" I wonder. You should be able to use the maze the way that it is, but it's possible that there's some weird JavaScript there that would not let you tab through the links. Let me look at that actually and see. Oh, we're in the middle of rollover, so I can't actually. You know, we went through and we worked on the hedge maze for accessibility, and yeah, we released one of them. Not saying no. You can totally handle it. We don't need to. You know, give you support. We don't need to meet your needs because it's fine the way it is. It's you who has the problem with it. But we did go through it. We did get that was one of the things that got signed off on by some blind players. Three of them, in fact, and then. And then they ran after the farmer's wife.
Wow.
Anyway, I'll try and look at that once things actually start to load. I got some problems with it. Suddenly, I don't know how to use the menus in this game. What? Why is it? Oh, I'm just okay. Now I've just completely forgotten how the hedge maze works. Anyway, I'll get back to this in a second. RDFM says, "Hey guys, amazing item of the month this month. Just one thing, aren't hat racks generally able to hold more than one hat at a time? Or is that where the madness comes in?" Just saying. Well, no, the thing is, it can hold three, right? Except that when you put one hat on it, you put it on the middle, and then the other two hat racks become its arms.
Right.
When it comes to life, like Frosty, the
if
snowman.
If you hang one on its arm, it just kind of sits there.
Yeah. Mr. The Spork, as well as some other people, are talking about some problems they have with outfits, and that was temporary. John Johnson, who I've heard is from Wisconsin. So, new Nine Inch Nails record. You guys like it? Wasn't even aware of it.
It's, Amplitude sent me a link to the site today. It's 36... acoustic, non-acoustic instrumental tracks. called Ghosts 1 through 4. He's offering the first 9 of them as a free download, and the rest of them you can pay $5 to just download them, or $10 to get a CD, or up to $300 to get a CD, a download, and a bunch of records of the album.
Huh.
And Amplitude sent it to me because I've always said, I just wish that Trent Reznor would just do some complete, you know, do something without vocals, and I would be all over that. And, you know, I kind of am all over that. It's really good. It's good ambient music. I don't know if I would sit and listen to it intently, but it's kind of neat.
Huh. We cannot download... Oh, man, Trent Reznor posted something personally to me.
What?
No. No. Apparently they're, you can get Ghosts 1 at the Pirate Bay if you know about torrents. Or right here directly. And it's a link to Send Space. I don't know what that is. But it's letting me download 86 megs of something. So, that's
hopefully
good.
It's Trent Reznor porn.
Yeah. Miscellaneous hedge maze at Pizza. Where the hell is it? My inventory is too cluttered.
Wow, Trent Reznor does not have TrentReznor.com registered.
Huh.
That is very bizarre.
Okay, I am able to click these things with... I'm able to select the links in the Hedge Maze puzzle with the keyboard. So it could be that... Send me more details in the bug report. If you're using a particular browser that will normally let you click on links using the keyboard, I guess you're not really clicking, but that these, for some reason, are not showing up as something that you can just tab select, or however it is that particular browser lets you select stuff, then I'll try and figure out how to get them to show up properly. It is probably just some weird technical issue that if we do a slight formatting change, it will just start working the way that it does in other text browsers. Also, I forgot to send something to Lucillaban that I was going to send him, so I got to remember to do that. Let's see.
Nelosia is mad about the scaling monsters for KOL holidays when they aren't capped. Can apparently be difficult to beat. My experience today has, as a level 3 player, has been getting my ass handed to me pretty regularly every time one of them pops up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I'm a seal clever, but I can't hit him.
Really? I guess you don't have any skills yet.
I guess you don't have any skills yet.
I don't have any skills of an artist. Clackling says, "Evening, gents. I was wondering your thoughts on Obama and Hillary. And McCain, I suppose, but I could care less about him."
Jake doesn't care.
At this point,
him.
I'm pretty much okay with whoever becomes president, you know?
We got
like, McCain is
cut the,
definitely
the
least of a large number of evils on that side.
Yeah. We got the ridiculous candidates out. And if McCain picks Huckabee as his running mate, though, that puts me back in the category of not wanting to see that happen.
Do you think that that might happen?
I don't know. Who knows why people do what they do?
What if McCain picks Clinton as his running mate? Could they do that? Could they pick each other as their running mates?
Yep.
They really could?
Mm-hmm.
So you could be either voting for McCain-Clinton or Clinton-McCain?
Right. Oh, well, I don't know if they could pick each other as their running mates, but... if they were both running, but John McCain could pick Hillary as his running mate if Obama was running on the Democratic side. But nobody would ever do that, because that'd be fun. Suicide. I would think that was kind of awesome, but... yeah. I'm going to train you.
Equestrian says, shouldn't the jewel-eyed wizard hat have more hat rack effects? After all, it's a Mr. Store hat. It should have at least 2 effects. It is supposed to.
It's on the wiki, so at least somebody has seen it.
Okay, good. Because it does some after-combat stuff, and it has an attack. I'm going to look at it. Yeah, no, it does. It does a bunch of stuff. It's a little weird. What the hell? Oh. Okay, so there's 9 MP3s in there. And I just closed my friggin' KOL window because I can't use Firefox. There we go. let's see.
Damn it. There's a new Mountain Goats album that I'm... that iTunes is not allowing me to buy. It's not available on Amazon, and I don't really want any more CDs at this point. So. And I also want it now. Damn it. What is this, the 1800s? That I can't instantly have every musical thing that I want? Yeah.
Sterlock says, "Hey guys, just did all the El Vibrato content, and I must say, it's some of my favorite to date. Thanks for keeping to make awesome content. Great game as always." And Chiquita Mosquito says, "So, Jake, when is it your turn in the ring with Yui Bowl?" Yui Bowl could make a KOL movie.
Yeah, if he can make a movie out of Postal.
I thought it was kind of mean what they did to him at Penny Arcade Expo.
Yeah, I heard about
they
that. And
brought him out for everybody to yell at him. He was talking about, I mean, it's like he's in trouble for Postal because it's like a 9/11 comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, he's basically like, you know, he got up and he started talking about his political views, which were basically the same as everyone's in the room. And they just booed him and, you know, they walked out. I don't know. I left the room because I felt bad and I didn't want to watch people just be mean to this guy anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It would have been one thing to have Jack Thompson out there and, you know, okay, Penny Arcade guys debate Jack Thompson. And, you know, don't call him names. Just talk to him and let him show everybody how dumb he is, you know, like,
right.
That would have been fine, but, Sterlock also says, "Have you guys ever heard of Strife? It's a choose-your-own-adventure style game with pen and paper RPG elements. You guys might like it."
I might.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
I'm going to have to talk like this.
Oh, I'm going to have to continue to talk. Sign up for free. It's a free Bowser-based fantasy RPG. Bowser the dog, not the Super Mario. It's got one of those. It's got an ad for one of those IM clients where you can be some 3D whore that you dress up. It describes Strife as a PBBG, which I'm thinking is a play by browser game. It's got ads for Travian. I've never seen an ad for Travian before.
What the hell is Travian?
Travian is a game. It's like a little empire management. It's pretty PvP-centered strategy game where you build a little city and then send you know, raiding parties out to steal shit from other little cities that other people have made. Huh. This looks... like an RPG. I'll have to take a look at that at some point when I'm not trying to entertain the children. Jer the Red says, "Wait until you get into the later seasons of Angel. The sun-avoiding thing is just retarded at that point."
I don't know that I've seen that. There is an evil law firm in Angel that has sun-proof glass for vampires. But I don't think he actually goes out and walks around in the daytime.
Unless he, maybe there's some Angel Blade crossover where he gets some of Blade's blood.
Blade blood?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it is kind of silly that he could, with a wide enough hat, he could go out in the sun.
Ooh, maybe that's why Vampire Hunter D wears that wide hat.
Yeah.
But is Vampire Hunter D actually also a vampire?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just kidding. I didn't know that.
He's...
Yeah. Is the D for vampire?
No, the D is for vendetta.
Oh, of course. Ashlyn says, how about adding a percent %C command that allows you to be the demented level percent %L percent %C? That way you could have your class in your title. That's kind of interesting.
That's kind of cool.
Lord Stefano says, Talisman of Bacula combat skill changed from 1 MP to 0 MP, or is it a bug? I think that I looked at it and I thought that... it was 0 MP to begin with. It changed. There was a back-end change to the way that conditional combat skills work. So the Talisman of Bacula skill that you're using is an entirely different skill than you used to be using, man. I didn't remember. I don't know. I'll take a look at it. Besman says, bitching about waiting 4 hours on EVE Online seems odd, given that KOL needs us to wait a day for rollover to play again. Okay.
But that's the way that our game is constructed.
Yeah, and our game is also free. You know, you can't just sit and play our game all the time, because we would go out of business, because we would not be able to afford enough servers to allow people to just play our game in an unlimited capacity for free as often and as much as they wanted to. Whereas EVE Online, I'm paying them a certain amount of money per month to play it. I mean, I wasn't, because I was playing a trial, so I guess you could make this argument against me, but you know, there's only one of me. Whatever. If you like EVE Online and you don't like KOL, that's fine, you know. So Minty Giant says, plus you'd have to translate the parts that are already in Spanish into English.
And we'd have to switch the location, or move Canada even further up and make south of the border be north of the border. And just move the border up, I guess.
The point of the pigeon is actually what game became after AOL threatened to sue.
No kidding.
For using the word aim in their name.
That's pretty stupid.
LOTE says, hey, so if new hats are added, will they get new messages? Yes, indeed. More work for us to do every time we add a hat.
Fairly trivial work, though.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Like, it seemed like 80% of getting that set up was just figuring out how to start. And once I got that going, then it was fine. It was fun posting in that thread that somebody had said, it doesn't make any sense that the Wreath of Laurels restores HP and MP when you put it on you, but when you put it on the hat rack, it does something completely different. And are we expected to just go look up all the hats on the wiki to figure out what they do? And I said, no. If you wear, like, 4 helmets in a row, and you see that they all are fairies, then you could extrapolate that helmets are fairies. If you wear wigs and see that they're potatoes, you could see that all the wigs are potatoes. It kind of breaks down when you get to my categories that were chapeau and cap.
Yeah.
Because, like, it made sense to me, fancy hat and normal hat.
Right.
But those are categories that are open. You know, those are pretty permeable categories, I guess. One man's normal hat. You know, a mesh cap is probably a fancy chapeau to a certain type of person.
Let's see. Melon Squeezer says, I saw they might be giants last night. Awesome as always. Now what do I do with myself? Just sit there in a chair, rocking back and forth until they play again. Somewhere that you can go see them.
Yeah. Knit if you can. And if you can't, try. Learn. Teach.
Let's see. Butsuri says, question. Could the Elder Brother energy sphere have some individual attack messages? There must be a Star Wars or Stargate reference in there. Yeah, I should probably do that. Double Law says, hey, not all white people enunciate.
I suppose that's true. If you've watched any Stargate, then feel free to write some messages for that, because motherfucker Stargate.
It's funny. I don't know if this... Nama had this story briefly when she was working here about seeing this girl. I'm not going to say what race this girl was, because I don't want to perpetuate any racial stereotypes, but she uttered the phrase, I bro up my boyfriend.
Asian?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a Jewish girl, actually. Oh. So, I bro my boyfriend. Think about what that guy lost.
Yeah.
Mr. Skullhead.
I'll think about that for a while.
Yeah. Oh, and then Turn Around points out something I thought of I found in the article. Warren Ellis also writes Fell. If you haven't read the comic book Fell, you should get it.
I still need to read the rest of Transmet.
So do I, actually. I keep starting over and getting through the first book. And then, like, I don't know, I'll be reading it on the toilet, and I'll finish the first book, and the second book wasn't in the bathroom, so... Mm-hmm.
I keep forgetting to buy them online, because I don't own any of them. I read most of them when I was... the first three when I was living with a roommate who had the first three of them.
Yeah.
So I keep meaning to buy them at a bookstore, forgetting that I could just go to Amazon and buy them. And every bookstore I go to, their graphic novel section is like 300 yards worth of identical manga books. And then like 4, maybe 5 graphic novels.
All of which are just different editions of Sandman.
Well, no, I actually went to a place that didn't have any Sandman either.
Huh.
Like, they had nothing by Neil Gaiman or Warren Ellis or anybody. It was just like trade paperbacks of Batman comics in their, you know, one tiny rack reserved for non-Japanese comics. The kids are reading.
As opposed to my favorite Asian porn where there's one tiny rack reserved for non-Japanese
comics.
So really what they need there is for the Sandman to enter. Maybe he could come in next to the exit light.
The Transmetropolitan is done, right? He actually wrapped up. He ended the series, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, as far as I know, it came and went.
Which makes me wonder why there isn't a
Watchmen style entire series.
Yeah.
Have you verified on Amazon that there is not, in fact, one?
Yeah, there are only 10 of them. There are 10 individual books and no big one.
I mean, maybe they do that because they know that people would buy that instead of buying 10 $20 books.
Right. It looks like these are running about $10, though.
Oh, yeah?
There are only 5 issues a book, but the list that collects them all is by Cory Doctorow.
Huh.
And I have a bit of a man crush on Cory Doctorow. I'm sad that I missed him at Comic-Con.
Yes. My wife says he's super cute, so I'm going to have to go beat my wife and Cory Doctorow. He looks like Michael Douglas in Falling Down.
Hmm.
I can respect him. He just beat me with his briefcase.
I mean, in the... I wouldn't categorize him, you know, in my heterosexual way, even, as an attractive guy. Super cute, certainly not. Like, he's...
Right.
He's
surprised that my wife feels that way, because she's normally, you know, not so into the internet celebrity type.
No.
Except for me, you know.
She's a... I mean, Doctor O's not a hunchbacked mutant or anything, but I would describe him as average-looking guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe she's just a... She's an...
He wears a cute jacket, she says.
Oh, wow. That's what it takes.
His style is cute. Mm. I don't know, man.
She's an internet starfucker, man. You better keep an eye on her. She's gonna be bedding down with Lore.
Yeah, I kind of doubt if that'll happen. You know, So the first video ratings that Lore did was really funny and really awesome, and I was like, wow, I wish he would do some more of these. And he has started doing them on a weekly basis, and the first one just kind of sucked.
Huh.
And that makes me really sad. Like, two-thirds of it is just him sitting at a desk talking. And I know that zero punctuation has ruined me on this, but he talks really, really slowly. Like, I'm accustomed to experiencing Lore in writing, and I read very quickly. So it seemed very fast-paced, the things that he says, right?
Right.
But he, like, goes out of his way to give them a kind of a, you know, he gives them comic timing that they don't need.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I was disappointed. I hope that exists long enough for him to find a, what do you call it? Find his legs there. Get into a rhythm. Yeah, anyway. Are we ready to hand off?
Wow, yeah, I suppose we are. Alright, I'll see you guys tomorrow, and Jake will see you on Thursday, and...
Indeed.
And a good time will be had by...
Nighty-night, everybody.
Good night.